the Big Muster with Basil and Toby. Follow along as I read you the story, and when you hear this sound, please turn the page. Push up, said Basil Bear as he clicked his horse into a trot, pushing the last few cows into the mob. I think that's all of them, Baz, called Toby from the lead. Basil looked at the dusty herd. We're one bull short, he answered over the worried calls of the cows and calves. You hold up the mob here while I check the creek. No worries, said Toby. Basil Bear rode off, hoping that pesky bull wouldn't be too far away. Basil Bear knew this paddock like the back of his paw. He urged his pony to walk quickly as the day was slipping away. He slowed as he came closer to the creek. The bull had to be near. He heard a slight crackle in the leaves behind him. There he was, lying low, big eyes on Basil Bear. Basil thought it was going to be a tough job getting this big fella to move. He turned his horse toward the bull. The bull jumped up, stamped his feet on the ground and faced up to Basil Bear. He moved in, slowly at first. The bull put his nose to the ground, puffed up his body and let out a huge snort, warning Basil to back off. It was a standoff. How was he going to get this stubborn bull back to the herd? Yah! He yelled, throwing one hand in the air as he galloped straight at the bull. Was his horse Silver up to the task? With the crack of the whip, the bull started backing up, then quickly turned and trotted off. Basil pushed it through the grass and the trees, straight back to the mob. Well done, said Toby. Great job, mate. We'll be sitting around the campfire before long. Counting the mob. Basil counts in twos as they come into the pen. Can you count the cows? Thank you for listening to The Big Muster with Basil and Toby. Be sure to check out our other titles in our Tambo Teddy's Adventure series.